welcome back to Highlands Radio's coverage of the Giro Donegal International Rally, where the leading cars have come through special stage 7, which is the first run round Carn Hill this morning. And just like yesterday, very, very tricky conditions. Manus Kelly's navigator, Donal Barrett, slippy in there in Carn Hill, but the leading crews have all come through it safely, and Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett have increased their advantage at the head of the field. The double winners going for 3 in a row set a time of 7 minutes 14.9. That was in Carn Hill in the very, very slippy conditions. A lot of shiny tar in there, but the defending champions once again being quick. It wasn't the quickest time, however, off Carn Hill's stage. That went to Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, fastest by 3.8 seconds. They've a bit of time to make up after the huge disappointment of the puncture yesterday. Gary's got the Kumos on today again. He revels in the wet, and he was the fastest time of 7 minutes 11.1 was the time there for Gary Jennings. Manus and Donal's time was actually the third fastest time, because the R5 car of Robert Duggan in the Fiesta, who's sitting sixth overall, put on a brilliant time of 7 minutes 14.6, 0.3 of a second faster than Manus and Donal. So that was the top three times. Elsewhere outside of that, Declan Boyd lost a bit of ground, 7:22.4, the wet and stuffy conditions. The Fiesta struggling in it compared to the more powerful machines around him. Darren Gass, 7 minutes 16 seconds. Josh Moffat, the leader of the R5s and then the championship category, 7 minutes 18.2. Sam Moffat was 2 seconds quicker, 7 minutes 16 dead. And Callum Devine still going well, too, 7 minutes 19 for Callum Devine. So that's the times from the leading crews overall, unofficially, as we see it, at the head of the international field. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett now lead by 16.8 seconds from Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly, the Subaru ahead of the Fiesta. But Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are closing in on Boyle. They trailed by 13.5 this morning. That is now down to just 2.1 as they head to Knockalla. Darren Gass is in fourth overall, 10 seconds adrift of Jennings. Josh Moffat continues to lead the R5 category and sits in fifth position, but he's 3.7 ahead of Robert Duggan. Sam Moffat's advantage, the time difference, rather, between himself and Robert Duggan as they fight for sixth is now out to 4.6, having been 2 seconds this morning, and Callum Devine continues to hold 8th place overall. So that's the top 8 unofficially after Carn Hill. The national cars are just starting to come through the end of the stage, and what we'll try and do is get a few times here for you before they head away from the action, which is taking place at the end of Carn Hill. No times from the national as yet, but what we do know, there is a new leader, and the reason for that is Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney have an advantage of 0.3 seconds in their escort over the Darians, and unfortunately, due to a mechanical issue, Damien Tourish did not leave Parc Fermé this morning. We understand the car was burning too much oil, damaging the engine, and they've pulled the escort out of this national rally in Donegal, which is hugely disappointing given they were leading heading in today too. So that means Ian Barrett from Jewel, the sponsor of the event, continues to lead in the Darien, with Kevin Gallagher in second, Gary McPhillips in third. We'll have times from the top national crews for you very, very soon here on Highlands Radio. It's wet in the northwest. I was speaking to one of the members of Manus Kelly's rally team here at the end of the stage. They were in Knockalla a short time ago, and he described it as Marbella going up the hill because the sun was shining, but when he got over the top, there was torrential rain. That gives you an indication of how tricky the conditions are this morning, and in particular, how they're going to be in Knockalla. It's dry in parts, it's drenched wet in others, and again, it's going to make for exciting stuff on the rally in front. But as they go to Knockalla, it's Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett who lead, and they've increased their advantage by 16.8 seconds over Declan Boyd. But Gary Jennings is closing in on third, a further 2.1 adrift, and there's a new leader in the national. Ian Barrett heads the field from local man Kevin Gallagher. More on Highland shortly.